Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Augie Gallen. Batting third. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Vergess. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Parmley. Pitching for the New York Giants, Roy Parmley. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a line drive towards the mound. Lee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbeck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lieber moves to third. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley strikes out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lee. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Kritz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0 for 1 in the game. Vergez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0 for 1 in the game. Parmley strikes out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Parmley, and towards Verghese, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Parmley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verghese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 0-for-2 in the game. Verghese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Parmalee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmalee is 0-for-2 in the game. Parmalee is called out on strikes. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Kritz moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack is called out on strikes. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Chuck Kline pinch hits for Bob O'Farrell. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0-for-3 in the game. Vergez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Parmalee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmalee is 0-for-3 in the game. Parmalee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-4 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Terry reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-4 in the game. Ott is walked intentionally. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to third for the out. Ott moves to second. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole pinch hits for Gus Mancuso. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Toole for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Danning now catching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-4 in the game. Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0-for-4 in the game. Vergez is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0-for-4 in the game. Parmley strikes out. Two outs. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-5 in the game. Kritz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbach. Kritz reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore scores. Kritz moves to third. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.